This is Dakota Datebook for June 14th. The Marquis de Mors already had one heck of a personal story before he broke a bottle of wine on a tent stake and christened the town of Medora in the Dakota Badlands. He was a French aristocrat born into a noble military family with Spanish lineage, dating back to the conquest of Sardinia in the 13th century. His family also had vague connections to French royalty. On this date in 1858, Antoine Amédée Marie Vincent Manca Amat de Vallombrosa was born in an old house of his mother's family in a historic district of Paris. He would become the Marquis de Mors et de Monte Maggiore, the Emperor of the Badlands. He was a highly sensitive and imaginative boy who, by age 10, had already learned French, English, Italian, and German. He had the best tutors and education, which included catechism. He was a brilliant student and attended Stanislaus College in Caen, where he graduated in 1873. He wanted to enter the Navy, but became sick and couldn't complete the tests. He then entered a Jesuit college, where he also excelled, and after graduation, he entered a military academy. The Marquis was crafty and prone to pulling pranks, but nevertheless he graduated in 1879 at age 21 and went to France's premier cavalry school to train to become an officer. He was a natural horseman and superb with swords and pistol. He was a skilled duelist and killed two opponents by 1882. The Marquis had a few brief posts and even saw some action in quelling an uprising in Algiers. He was promoted to first lieutenant, returned to duty in provincial towns, but boredom crept in. He resigned in 1882, but kept a reserve commission. His social standing brought him across the path of Medora von Hoffmann, who was the daughter of a New York banker. They married a year before the wily Marquis set foot in what would become Medora, North Dakota. His time in Dakota was largely marked by failure, including his ambitious meatpacking operation and his stagecoach line to Deadwood. That crazy Frenchman wasn't popular with local cowboys, and even after he left Dakota for Paris in 1887, the Marquis continued his ambitious streak with plans for an Indo-Chinese railroad and ultimately a political quest across North Africa that ended with his assassination. A fortune teller had predicted his demise. "You are going on a long voyage. You will not return." Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.